far-right supporters and football hooligans smashed shop windows and damaged cars in the eastern city of Leipzig in the early hours of Tuesday. The rampage began around the same time that 2,000 supporters of the anti-Islamic Pegida movement demonstrated nearby, carrying signs with slogans like "Freedom for Germany." Germany's justice minister outlined Tuesday tougher deportation laws for anyone convicted of certain crimes, including sexual assault. Police have recorded over 500 criminal complaints from New Year's Eve, almost half of which involved sexual assault.
Trying to spread this message, we told you. So we told you that it was unacceptable to have these people. We told you that it was a danger to have these people. We told you that they were coming from different traditions, different culture, and that they couldn't understand our values.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel defended her policy of accepting over a million refugees.
We know since the terrible events that night in Cologne that for integration we need the openness of the society, but the refugees also need to be willing to follow our rules and values as well.
In a series of revenge attacks on foreigners in Cologne, 6 Pakistanis, 2 Syrians, and 3 men from Guinea have been injured.